He goes to the studio, yeah. So. July 23rd, if it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman Emeritus Don Brown, coming to you live from the mobile offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here at the Waukesha Farmers Market. And look at the young faces coming by and the proud parents. Hello. We've got a packed show of candidates. It is primary season. And thanks to my four friends from Liverpool with that old, that white album classic, Oh Buddy, Oh Buddy. My first guest, well, I'll give you the whole lineup. Coming up first is Mike Van Summeren, who's running for U.S. Congress against the incumbent Fitzgerald. Next, we have my kindred spirit, Sarah Rodriguez, and we'll explain that when she comes on. She's running for lieutenant governor and currently holds the rank of state assembly, correct? Yep.
Yes.
And then... Next, we're going to have Pete Pekarsky, candidate for U.S. Senate. He'll be showing up, and then we'll round it up with Sarah Harrison, our candidate for the State Assembly. So, but first, Waukesha, please say hello and to Mike Van Summeren. Mike, say hi.
Hi, Waukesha.
All right. Hey, we're really glad you're here. Mike, for those of you who don't know, is an attorney with Davis and Kilthow. Did I say that right?
Kilthow.
So he specializes in real estate and corporate acquisition. So it's a really impressive business background. And, well, Mike, how about tell us about yourself.
Sure. So, yes, I am a partner at Davis and Kilthow. I've been a partner for about 2 years now. And I grew up in a small town in northern Wisconsin called Somerset. Many of you have probably gone down the Apple River.
Near the border.
Oh, yeah.
Near the border.
Yep.
And so about 2,500 people. I grew up there. Played sports in high school. My dad's a truck driver. My mom is an office manager. Dad's actually a cement truck driver, about ready to retire in a year or so.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, I was very large and got the opportunity to go play for the Wisconsin Badgers. I walked on
football,
there.
Yeah. So let's talk about this story, and it makes a point about education, and I believe this is part of your platform. Mike, you were in, like, I think it was the second or third grade. You're walking down the hall, and a teacher notices you rising above the other classmates because of your height and your size and says, hey, would you like to play sport? How come you're not playing sports? It'll be great for you. And then a whole new world opened up for you.
Exactly. My parents were not sports fans. They became sports fans because they supported me.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what a football looked like until about third or fourth grade.
Right.
And then that ended up taking me to college. Had I not done that, I'd be driving a truck, because that was my plan, was to drive a truck and be just like my dad.
Yeah, which is great. Very noble, no doubt.
Absolutely.
But this led you all the way to Marquette Law School.
Yep.
You got your JD, and then a great career helping nonprofits and businesses.
Yep.
And really bringing a lot of experience to potentially to our U.S. Congress that maybe a lot of these other legislators don't.
Yeah, I think that it's true, because my whole job is to find solutions. My clients come to me, and you'll find that young attorneys, the first thing we have to break when we come out of law school is pointing out the problems. We have to find the solutions.
Yeah.
And right now we've got too many people in our elected offices, particularly on one side at this point, that likes to point out the problems and why we can't do something, rather than finding the solutions and how we can do it.
So I want to go back to your third grade story, because in today's environment where we're seeing teachers quitting by the dozens, especially here in Waukesha, there's the aftermath of Act 10. Do you think there will be more Mike Van Summeren stories based on the problem with our education system today?
I mean, I think it's harder, honestly, because, you know, public school is, my parents couldn't afford a private school. There wasn't a private school option. And the teachers that recognized me, they were with the school until I graduated, and they were there well before I got there. So these were long tenured people that retired as I was graduating high school. So, you know, that's 12 years at least, and they were in there before that. And, you know, one of the most important people in that whole thing, where my high school football coach was also my teacher.
Neat.
I mean, he passed away just recently, and we had 5,000 people show up to his funeral.
Wow.
And, I mean, just an impressive man.
That's terrific.
And this is a town of 2,500 people.
Yeah. Now, you're growing up in a small town. That's also got to give you an advantage in speaking to the heart of the district, you know, Fitzgerald country. How's that been working for you?
I think it helps because of the fact that it's where the middle lives, right? It's where a lot of our workers live. It's where a lot of our farmers live. It's where our food is grown. And we don't talk to those people enough anymore. A lot of times they're told how this will help them rather than talking about what they need and how we can help them and really getting input.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't feel heard in that area.
Sure, sure.
And so I like to go there, and a lot of my, you know, a lot of my friends are still living in Somerset or around Somerset.
Yeah.
And so I still hear what their concerns are. Like, they'll call me and say,
sure,
what about this? Even though I'm not their representative or going to represent them, I will represent them because they're in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do.
And so you live in Pewaukee and you're making an impact out there with
people
that more normally lean red. You work in downtown, but you have a Waukesha presence because you serve on the board of the Waukesha Habitat for Humanity. Is that correct?
Yes, I've been on the board there for a little over a year now. And honestly, I've had to step back a little bit because of all the campaign activities and things like that. But it's a great organization. And I've been involved in other organizations out here in Waukesha. My career started in Waukesha at a small firm that was called the Schrader Group that's been acquired. So yeah, I've had ties to Waukesha since I moved here 8 years ago. No, I'm sorry. 12 years ago, something like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Hey, Connor, how are we doing on time before our first break?
We got about 4 minutes.
Hey, that's beautiful. I want to give Johnny Watermelon a chance to fire a question at Scott. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. You know, I just, you said a couple of things there that really resonated with me, and we got a couple of things in common here. I used to live in Hudson, Wisconsin, and I worked in Somerset.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm very familiar with the Apple River and that whole kind of attraction there. What a beautiful area to spend some time in. And what I really liked hearing from you was your connection with the rural community. I think that's so important to get kind of centered with those folks and have an open dialogue. You said something earlier here about offering the tools for civic responsibility and duty and not shoving it down somebody's throat. Can you explain a little bit more about that and what your position is? Then I got a follow-up in a little bit after I hear that.
Sure. So, yeah, I think that a lot of people, especially in rural areas, when I was growing up, we looked skeptically at the government. It was seen as, if you were using the tools that were provided, it was being seen as a handout. And there's a pride. There's a sense of pride, especially in rural communities. Now, it exists everywhere, but especially in rural communities. And so there would be people that would not take advantage of these programs because they didn't want to be seen as taking a handout. And so what we have to help acknowledge is the fact that the super wealthy and the mega corporations are using these tools all the time, and they're fighting for more of these tools.
Right.
And so we're essentially fighting, if you're in the rural areas and you're not using these tools that are available, you're essentially fighting a fight with one hand tied behind your back. And you need to take advantage of them. It's not a handout. It's assistance. It's a tool. It's like when you're playing sports and you go to a program that gives you a weight room and all the supplements and protein powders and stuff like that. You're not cheating by taking them. You're doing everything you can to make you as strong as possible.
Yeah.
And we need everybody to be as strong as possible because we're only as strong as our weakest link.
Right.
Love it. Love it. Hey, so I think I have time for one more question, right, Connor?
Yep.
Connor? Yeah. So one thing I've been asking the candidates is, Waukesha has this proud nonpartisan tradition. And so what's the message you have for the people of Waukesha that they should take a chance on Mike Van Someren?
Well, I guess I would ask for what are the results that you're seeing right now from our current representative? You know, one, this is a 2-year term, so your biggest risk is 2 years, right? Two, this person has, Scott Fitzgerald has voted essentially with the majority of the Republican Party, National Party, every time. There is no deviation from what he does. And so, like, recently there was the vote on the guaranteeing access to contraception, not making anybody pay for it, not doing anything but making sure that you have access if you want it. And he voted against it. And I don't see how that is something that mainstream America wants at this point, is being told that their states can ban contraception.
Yeah, love it. So Mike's agreed to join us next week, so we'll have more quality time with him. Mike, anything else you want to say to the Waukesha folks before you walk the farmer's market today?
No, I just want to say thank you very much for having me, reach out on social media. I am very much about listening and responding.
Sure. What's your web address again?
It is www.mikevansumeren.com, MikeVansumeren.com.
Mike Van Someren, thanks. We look forward
to
seeing you next week. And don't go away. Sarah Rodriguez is next as This Week in Waukesha continues.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be great.